This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We played earlier, Mary-Kay Cabot was on with the Midday Show. Now, they did not ask her about this report, but over the weekend, they covered plenty of great stuff, including her take on Kevin Stefanski saying he never had been to a big college football game before. Mm-hmm. There's some good quarterback stuff there as well. But with Mary-Kay on the station, it should be noted that she had had a little bit of an update on Quinshon Judkins over the weekend, saying the Browns are hopeful that Judkins will join the team in Berea this week, but no one knows for sure when. And I think it's interesting that there's hope in the Browns organization that Quinshon will join the organization, because that means he would sign the contract finally. I will say that can get you excited about Quinshon being here. I don't know we should just expect him to be ready and raring to go here if he signs today.
Yeah, I mean, is that the expectation from fans that he would be there on Sunday? Because that seems like it's a big ask.
Yeah, it's a big ask. And it's interesting. Like, on one hand, I have heard that assimilating to an NFL offense if you're a running back is easier than, say, being a wide receiver, right? If you're more, meaning like if you're a dual threat back, maybe this is a little negated, but like Quinshon's here to run, he's here to tote the rock.
Right.
He's here to be a bell cow back. Hit this gap, hit that gap. It still is like, it's ambitious from, well, you still have to know the offense a little bit more than what you knew in mini camps. And there's the physical side of this. I would worry that if the Browns were intent on him playing this weekend, I'd be worried about potential injury there.
Well, and the good thing is that with the Bengals, you're going to be doing a lot of throwing anyway. So I think that'll be all right. How soon could you get Quinshon back, though, I think would be the discussion. If he signed today, could you get him back for week two? Could you get him back for week three? Because it almost could end up being like the Rashee Rice situation until they came out with the actual suspension, where there was a thought that Chiefs fans had been able to really kind of take advantage of the scheduling and how the scheduling would all work out. If the Browns didn't have Quinshon suspended until week six or week seven, that would help out the team a lot.
Even that, like, I think we put so much focus on, I do think there were a fair amount of fans who said, well, Quinshon, if he can't play for the first six games of this season, that means the Browns run game is going to stink. I would disagree with that. Like, he is a second round pick, and I'm very intrigued by what he can be for this offense. And I do think he gives you a better chance of being a traditional bell cow back than Jerome Ford does, and certainly Dylan Sampson does, and certainly Rocket Sanders does.
Yeah,
I'd also say, like, this isn't Bijan Robinson. It's not Jahmyr Gibbs. Like, he's a second-round pick, and he might end up being really good. Nick Chubb was a second-round pick that ended up being really good. I think this season, this offense and this running offense is going to be built on how healthy and how consistent can that offensive line be. Because if they're healthy and consistent, I don't think it matters who your running back is. You're going to be able to run the ball.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think they'll be fine from either perspective, but I do find the scheduling part of this really, really fascinating, and whether or not the Browns could game it, and now if it's dictated on whether or not they got him up to speed. Like, if they signed him today, should the expectation have been by Quinshon the entire time that he was going to play at some point in the first couple weeks?
Yeah, I think so.
If that's the case, then we almost should have the expectation that not only is he football ready, but he's going to be ready a lot quicker than maybe some people suggest.
I mean, I think if he were to sign today, I would probably start expecting him in like week two against Baltimore.
Okay.
And when I say expecting him, it doesn't mean expecting him to play what we expected him in the preseason. In the offseason. In the offseason, I thought, well, he's just going to be your bell cow back, and then you use Jerome and Samson off them because they're lightning to his thunder. No, I still would expect, like,
you're like 10 to 15 carries.
I 15 would be pushing it.
Okay.
I mean, I would really expect, like, if he signed today, which is like still feels like pie in the sky until we get a deal done with him, or until the Browns get a deal done with him, I wouldn't expect him to be 15 carries until week three, maybe week four. And like, I think that's twofold. One, it is protecting the kid who's not had any experience hitting since May. And even that, you weren't in full pads. June. And even then you weren't in full pads. And then two, kind of make him earn it at this point.
Yeah, you see how, though, if I was Judkins' people, I would be on the phone with the NFL office, and I would try to be doing what Rice was able to do, which is negotiating so I can get something done and settled. Like, at this point, you're already, because no decision has been made, you're already missing week one of the season, potentially week two of the season, and that's not suspension. That's just straight up missing games.
Yeah, I don't, so this is the other part of this that I'm probably less confident on. I mean, I can understand if he signed today and he was active the next 3 or 4 weeks, and then he got suspended. Now you've basically commandeered between contract and suspension the first, you know, the first half of his career. That's it's really hard to have expectations for that. You'd rather just, well, you're not game ready anyways. Let's lop off the first 6 games if that's what it's going to be. I don't know how much Quinshon has to say in this. Like, I've always felt, from my side of things, I've felt like when the Browns, one of the stock answers has been, he's still under NFL investigation.
Mm-hmm.
I've always felt that was a convenient excuse for the fact that the team and the young man could not reach an agreement. Like, I don't think the NFL investigation, and I've actually asked a few people about this kind of out there that I know, like, it'd be really, really, really unorthodox if it was the NFL holding this up.
So that's why a lot of people thought, the way that I asked Albert about it, they thought that last week when Rice's came down, because usually these things come out in waves that way, and especially before the holiday weekend, it would make sense that we would have got that answer then. And obviously we didn't get that answer. We also didn't get the answer on Bond either.
Yeah, and so I think that's what makes this really interesting. I can't definitively tell you the second that Quinshon signs that there won't be an NFL memo being like, 6 weeks, we'll talk about it later, right?
Well, I mean, that kind of seems like that would make sense if it did come down that way.
Yeah, but the NFL is under
They're just weird about things.
But the NFL is under no need, want, whatever, to acquiesce to Judkins' timeline that's best for him or the Browns' timeline that's best for them. Like, the Rashee Rice thing, I think, was different because they were going to wait till, I think it was September 28th, at which point Rashee would have been able to play 4 weeks. Then you go have this meeting, and then a 6-game suspension. So I think
how Albert had laid that out to us, though, was the idea that Rice basically went to them and was like, "Hey, let's get this resolved. Let's figure this out. And I wanna get this put behind me." Essentially, like, so where's Judkins in this scenario doing the same?
Well, the difference is Rashee, I think, knew he was going to get 6 games, and if he appealed it, he was going to get 6 games. Whereas I think if you're Quinshon, because your details are a little different, Rashee is also has had multiple issues with the Chiefs, which I think maybe
the other side of that too is that if he just accepts 6 games, then all of a sudden he's almost accepting some responsibility in that.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
he doesn't really have to right now.
If you're Quinshon, it might be a little tougher for you to accept a punishment you don't think fits. Not a crime, because he wasn't charged with anything, but whatever you were accused of.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think we could both see ourselves being very stubborn about that. Even though the amount of money at stake and our career and everything, I wouldn't cop to anything like that. If I thought I was truly innocent on that behalf, I wouldn't just admit to anything.
But I also think that there's this guess, or maybe hope, that you get Bond, Quinshon, and Devin all wrapped up at once, and I completely understand why you'd want that hope. I would simply say that's not really the NFL's. Like, there is a bad look tax that is here. Again, the NFL does not care about what any of these guys are accused of. They just would like it to appear by punishing these players that they do care. This is an optics thing. The idea that the NFL will bring this all together and we'll get a nice, comfy, all right, Bush has got 4 games, Quinshon and Bond have 6 games, whatever. I don't think that's how it's going to work. I think it's going to be by a one-by-one basis, and that could be 3 times this month we have a different punishment for a different Browns player.
I mean, because the expectation right now, I mean, I know we talked a lot about Judkins here, but the expectation for right now is for Bond to play Week 1, right?
I would believe so, yeah.
I mean, I got to pull up they just released the unofficial depth chart like a few minutes ago.
Now, is this the one Kevin cares about, or is this one also put together by the PR staff? I can never remember.
I can never remember either. This has him as the 4th wide receiver. Like, he's on the list. So he's there. I have to look at it really funny because it's tiny print.
You're kind of old manning it right now.
It's tiny print.
That computer is incredibly close.
You read this though. I can't read this.
I'm twice the distance you are away from it.
I know, but like I pulled it up and I'm like, wait, why did they make this so tiny? And then he's underlined, and I'm like, why is he underlined? Oh, rookies are underlined. Okay, great, thanks. But it's like 7 font. It's ridiculous. But yeah, he's there.
All right. I think when it comes to Quinshon, him just signing today shouldn't start the hype process. And the Browns, listen, I would be surprised if the Browns wanted him to play this weekend anyways for not being in camp and all the physical side of this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we should sleep on the fact that Deuce Staley is a former NFL running back who's also a bit of a hard ass who might want to make the kid earn it after. If I'm his position coach, I've got to be more frustrated than anything, because there were so many things that derailed this kid's chances. And when you thought about this kid in May or June, you thought, well, we've got the bell cow back figured out and we'll figure out what Jerome and Dylan do around him. Like, I kind of look back at like the difference between Dylan and Shador, Dylan Gabriel and Shador, not Dylan Sampson and Shador.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of they were ready to let Dylan fail because he had passed some imaginary test that Shador hadn't. Well, I think Dylan Sampson has already passed those tests by virtue of having gone through camp, and now Quinshon's got to find a way to do that,
too. Unfortunately, is that Quinshon had passed the early signs of all these tests, right? Like, when he was in mandatory minicamp and he was in the early portion of everything, like, he'd passed those tests. All we had was rave reviews about this all.
Yeah, it's not the same thing as what you have to go through
in
camp.
Didn't say it was. I just said it's the unfortunate side of it.
But that is
unfortunate.
Like
they were setting it up almost like they set up with Dylan Gabriel, where it's like, oh, he's done everything and checked all the boxes, and they did that extremely early on that they made up their mind that Dylan had done everything. They did the same thing with Quinshon.
I would say my expectation for Quinshon Judkins is TBD. If he signs today, it's TBD.
And then he got layered, which is laid out by Schlesinger.
Dylan Sampson?
No, Judkins.
Oh, I remember the Sampson one.
He went sideways.
Are you sure? I thought that was Dylan Sampson.
I'm pretty sure that was Judkins, was it not?
No, because that was in camp, and Quinshon wasn't there.
I thought that was before. Now I'm getting it all thrown around.
No, but that was Dylan Sampson.
Because Coach Riz described it as him falling vertically.
Yes.
And like in like a, it's almost as if, the way he described it to me was almost as if he's like a, like, you know how they do the Prince for when you have like a murder,
oh yeah,
for instance, that's what he looked like, just laid out the outlines. He just looked like he was in the outline for a murder scene.
It's also when Dylan stood up, when Dylan Sampson, got to keep my short Dylan straight there. When Dylan Sampson stood up, it was the first time that I was like, oh, he's also a little fella.
Oh.
He is. I mean, he is like 5'8", maybe 200. I'm going to say very generously 200.
That falls back in favor for Quinshon then, if that wasn't him.
As a 300-pound man, I'm very in tune to what a 190-pound man looks like. That's I'm very well known for that. 216-474-0092. If Quinshon Judkin does sign this week, does he play on Sunday? That and Lima went at Shador, and the Shador stands. You're going to want to hear this in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Great college football weekend. We like that. It was fun in terms of the quarterback storylines in actual college football as well.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, to Anthony Lima, this weekend gave him a little bit of unwanted Shador content or Shador rage on social media.
Can they tell you any more clearly that he's not ready and maybe he's a year away?
Maybe he's
2 years away.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns
fans. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos who have been tweeting all weekend, making every other game about themselves. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Shahive is not going to like this.
I thought Ken had a good point in there, though. Part of it is the lack of faith in the Browns. That's why Colorado Shador fans feel the way that they do right now.
I mean, I do think, by the way, it's not even, it shouldn't just be about Shador fans. Like, if you're a Browns fan who have questions about that, how they've handled either of these quarterbacks or the quarterback derby, I think you're just using your brain. And I do think that anytime there's a logical conversation that is put out there about, well, should Shador have gotten as much of a chance as Dylan Gabriel? Should Kenny Pickett have been in this quarterback room? Anytime you say something that is pro-Shador, I don't want to say anti-Shador, but whether it's the Switzerland crowd, of which I am boldly a part of, or the Shahaters, as they're known, they tend to just lump you into, well, he's just part of the Shahive. I think that's the frustrating thing. And by the way, in total fairness, the opposite's happening too, right? Like, oh, you have this thing that isn't overwhelmingly positive about Shador, you must be a Shahater. And it's like, or I just don't drink the Kool-Aid, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's in-betweens in all of this. The part is, and I listened to the segments this morning, and I just kept thinking to myself, like, I think the part that Colorado Shador fans and even some Brown Shador fans get frustrated with is the idea that we're just, first off, supposed to just believe everything the Browns say as if that's 100% truth. But the part I get frustrated by is that instantaneously he got here and he was already, there was whispers of him being so far behind. Mm-hmm. And there was already conversations. He'd been here for 3 days, and all you kept hearing out of Berea was that the Browns thought he was so far behind, and that it was like, really? These wizards of evaluating, these are the ones that tell you that Dylan Gabriel is so far ahead of Shador when they've known him for a New York minute? Like, so, that's the part that gets frustrating for myself.
I do want to speak, because I've kind of jumped over this a little bit. Because I host a show with you, I am automatically assumed to be a part of the Shahive. And we are, in fairness, YouTube loves us because of we have not run away from Shador. We've not been, you're certainly a Shapologist. I am, I now that he's here, I'm excited to see what he can do.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting. I don't know where Lime was getting all this kind of feedback from the Shahive.
Yeah, because I wondered if I was too into the Hive, because I didn't hear this at all over the weekend.
Well, okay, because here's the other thing. Because we're seen as the pro Shador show, the Shahaters come to my doorstep first. Like, if something's happened where you can spin it into a Shador conspiracy theory, I hear about it positive or negative. And I did not hear a whisper from the Shahive or the Shahaters this weekend.
I'm with you.
So I was caught off guard. I don't know who was like tweeting at Anthony or what specifically he was referring to, because,
or what do you even say to poke the bear almost? I got confused in the whole entire process, if I'm being honest about it.
But like, cause that was the thing that I was confused about. Cause I usually, like, when we talk about this, it's like, oh yeah, I got like four of those matches this weekend. I didn't know what the hell was happening. I didn't hear hide nor hair of anything about Shador this weekend.
No, heard a lot of Arch Manning.
Yeah.
Heard a lot of Nussmeier. I brought the Hoover Dam into the equation. We got to come up with some sort of like furry nickname for him now. Is that what we have to do?
No, I come back to it. It's like the fur sells itself, right? You don't need a nickname for that unless it's just.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
The furry Hoover, right? Which sounds wildly inappropriate.
Sound
now that
really
I said it out loud, Tiger got out of the cage.
The furry Hoover.
You're not going to outfreak this freak, okay? It sounded like something that was seen in like 70s movies certain genre.
Stroke the furry wall.
Now, I hope somebody brings a succulent. So I was a little thrown off by that from Lima. Now, I guess to Lima's greater point of like, well, they just don't believe him. I don't know specific to what Lima was selling there. I don't know how after 5 years with these guys, you can look at them and say, I'm just going to take their opinion on quarterback at face value.
Mm-hmm.
And you can think Baker was destined to fail in his first venture with the way this was set up and still go, okay, but he looks really good in Tampa, twice as good as he did in Cleveland. You can think Deshaun was set up to fail by virtue of not having played football for 700 days, the Lock and Forest stuff of he's a broken human being, and also question the Browns' role in his failure and whether they could have done anything specifically with how Stefanski built the offense and really didn't build an offense around Deshaun. You could ask yourself that question, DTR and the handling of DTR. It's weird to me. The idea that he gets so much credit for Jacoby Brissett looking like a functional NFL quarterback, which Jacoby was before he came to Cleveland, and when he's gotten into game duty since, has looked like a functional backup, borderline starter quarterback, and then we ignore the biggest reasons why we should look at Kevin and go, okay, quarterback guru, I just don't see it yet.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out how many different coaches across the NFL that we would just instinctively give the benefit of the doubt to. But the fact that I can name probably 5, 6, 7 somewhere in that range, and I certainly know Stefanski's not one of them, though, is I think where we're at a little bit of a crossroads here.
Yeah, I mean, and again, like, this is not to say they're screwing this up.
No, we don't know. And maybe
I'm just not going to sign a blank check for them and being like, well, they say Shador's not ready. I guess I should trust them.
There's also a scenario out there, Nick, too, where we look up a year from now and this year was Flacco and it was Dylan Gabriel. And for whatever reason, they win enough games or something happens where they're not able to take a quarterback that they like. And then it's Shador next year and he's starting and then he's off to the races and he just never looks back. And these people will, they'll turn around and be like, see? Stefanski and company were right the entire time. He needed that year. Without that year, it never would have worked. And it's like, no, maybe he would have been good right away. Maybe you guys wasted a whole entire season even getting to that process to begin with. Like, there's so many things that Stefanski and company are already going to get credit for that haven't even existed yet.
Well, and to that point, I think another kernel of doubt in the process is if I go in thinking you already have a preset bias. And I do think Kevin did. I think Kevin
they just
wanted
did it so early was my problem in the whole entire thing. Very early on, we heard whispers about how he was so far behind. And there's just no way you can analyze and figure out how far behind someone is in 24 hours.
Well, but that also tracks to, I think Kevin wanted Kenny Pickett to start over Joe Flacco. And then Kenny Pickett got hurt. And then it kind of became Joe's job by default. Like, that's an inherent bias for a quarterback that I don't think you should have an inherent bias for. I also think, even amongst rookies, like I somewhat sourced this to some level, but like, yeah, I think Kevin really believes in Dylan Gabriel, and I think the Browns, I think he is ambivalent. I think he is Switzerland when it comes to Shador. Well, that absolutely does inform decisions in the NFL every year. We act like these guys, because again, I don't think the Browns sabotage Shador at all. And I do think using that word specifically comes off as fanboyish when people try and do that. You don't have to sabotage somebody to not put them in the same position as another player. They put Dylan in a better situation with more chances to fail in camp than Shador. That's the truth. Now, they'll say he earned it. I think he earned it by being the quarterback that Kevin Stefanski really liked, and Shador isn't the quarterback that he really likes. And that's fine, by the way, but we ascribe this level of this level of like almost Dalai Lama-esque ambivalence. Oh, they just want the best outcome. No, it's the NFL. These are huge corporations. These guys trust different players more than other players for different reasons. And they spend a lot of time with them and develop their own biases. It's okay that that happens. What's crazy is that people think that it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. Or that an organization like the Cleveland Browns, who have screwed up the quarterback position since 2020, every situation, every which way you can, yeah, I'm sorry. Today, I'm not giving them the pass. I'm not giving the carte blanche of, well, they don't think Shador's ready. I guess I'll just take their word for it. You kind of got to earn that one. I believe Andy Reid has earned that in his many stops in the NFL.
I've been to 76 Lou Groza Boulevard. I missed where I turned left, and there was a whole championship case of trophies filled up there. I missed that.
Maybe this was the alternate universe where they were the Green Bay Packers who just win one every 10 years, no matter what.
Going right when I should have gone left? Is that the problem here, too? Is there a big Super Bowl trophy case that I just keep missing every time I go there?
It's kind of like a tent in Harry Potter. It looks very quaint on the outside, and then you get in, and you're like, there's 75 rooms here. What the hell happened?
I'm just opening doors.
Yeah.
Where's the Super Bowl trophies? Somebody tell me where the Super Bowl trophies are.
You got to go about 300 yards west and then take a right past the bleepers.
You got to go to Hopkins and get on a plane and go to Kansas City is the real answer, and that's the problem. Like, you're 100% right. They've not earned the idea that they know what they're doing when it comes to quarterbacks. I'm sorry, they haven't.
And here's the thing. This, and because people have then pointed out, well, that last game, Dylan looked really good, Shador didn't. Yet, conveniently, we're forgetting the first two games of the regular, or the preseason, where Shador looked really, really good in one game, and then didn't play the second, and then Dylan didn't play the first, and looked, honestly, very below average in his second start. And by the way, none of this is to rehash the same things that we've been talking about, but this is, like, the beautiful thing about where we're going here is, There's no more running from biases here. There isn't. Joe's going to start, and he's going to take it for as long as Joe's going to start it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dylan is going to get the first grab. Unless injury, Dylan's going to get the first crack at this thing, and that's just the way it's going to go.
Yeah.
Football will out. And the same thing with Shador. Like, the best part about all the team, the push that they do and the spin that they put out there, it does not matter once any of these guys hit the football field. And we're going to see how not NFL ready he is or is or isn't or whatever. And same thing with Dylan Gabriel. Like, that's why I didn't sweat, like, to some degree, what Lima said, because it was like, all right, we'll see.
Let's let it play out.
Well, no, I mean, the team is going to look really foolish if they don't start Shador till week 13 and he rips off four really good games. In the same way that if they go to Dylan Gabriel in week five and he looks like a backup quarterback, you're going to look pretty foolish.
Mm-hmm.
And so that to me, like, I don't understand giving the benefit of the doubt now when this whole season is about whether they deserve the benefit of doubt or not.
I just feel bad Lima let it ruin his weekend or at least get into his weekend.
Well, yeah, the Shahiv is very intense, we will say. A lot of aunties, a lot of unks.
That's what we love about the Shahiv, though.
Oh, no, we love it.
We
yeah.
love the intensity yeah, no, of the no, no. Shahiv. You Here's are my people.
We're ready for it. But I understand that if you're not either Switzerland or a part of the Shahiv, if maybe you are a Shahater, I'm not saying Lima is, but and I was like, that's going to be too hard to say. It's something else might come out of that, but I can understand if you're not comfortable with it. I just think Lima, of all people, giving the Browns a benefit of the doubt when it comes to quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
A little rich for my blood.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an odd situation. I feel bad that, again, it let it seep into his weekend because an odd twist. I actually thought it was like almost like a Shador free week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Good. There was like 3 days of no Shador, and I'm like,
weekend?
I'm like, we need more Shador. No. A tax-free weekend is looked as a positive. A Shador-free weekend is not a positive to me.
216-474-0092. Are you giving the Browns the benefit of the doubt with Shador Sanders? The point is you don't have to. The season's going to play out, and they're either going to look really smart or they're going to look really foolish or somewhere in between. Giving them the benefit of the doubt... 5 days, 4 days before the kickoff, the opener, a little rich for my blood. From the show of I Was Right Radio, I guess I got this wrong. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. From the show of I Was Right radio. I guess I was wrong in Ohio State. It took one game for me to be completely all in on the fact that they've got a really, really good chance of repeating this year.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think you were going to be Michigan of last year, but I thought you would have a step back of some kind. I don't know how people left that game dejected about Texas. I think Texas's defense is really damn good. Ohio State was just persistent offensively, and I think Ohio State's defense was, I mean, just championship level, ready to go, out the door.
Yeah.
Championship level dominant defense.
The defense is going to finish top three as far as total defense in the country this year. That's not even a debate after that.
Yeah, and by the way, I think Julian Sain having that good, because Texas' defense was also really, really good.
Yeah, I saw some national people, by the way, ripping Julian Sain's box score today, and it was like, you just ripped that then. That's all you did.
Well,
it was
very obvious. They didn't watch the game.
You didn't watch the game. It was very obvious what Ryan, and we've seen Ryan Day do this a million times while coaching at Ohio State. He knows just exactly what he needs to do, and then he steps off the gas, and then I think he knew once he went up two touchdowns, he was like, we just have to just make sure you don't do anything stupid. He could have scored way more if he was trying to step on his throat.
Well, and the Texas defense was really, really impressive. So, like, he had...
It was very conservative, was the point. Ryan Day got into a very conservative offense, and some might argue maybe even too conservative, but he knew what he had to do in order to win the game. That's all he cared about.
But the kid was flawless. Like, he was. Like, conservative as it might be, there were very few false notes in the way he played. And, like, I mean, I remember watching, like, Kyle McCord against Akron and thinking, ooh, he's a little tight. You can kind of see... And then once you got into Big Ten play, you saw that. Even if the box score looked good, it was a little robotic. You could tell that he was maybe a step behind. Like, I thought the first quarter, Julian looked like maybe a half step behind in his reads. By the time the second quarter came around, it was like, oh, he's seeing everything.
Once he hit the big throw to Carnell Tate, that's when I was like, okay, we're good here.
That was an impressive-ass throw, too.
That was great.
And by the way... Great play by Carnell.
Of course.
Who in previous years, people have been like, future first-round pick, and I've been kind of underwhelmed by him of all the great Ohio State receivers.
He had a great game.
And he makes that play, I'm back in on him. But no, I mean, I like that game had a transformative effect on how I see Ohio State because I do think Texas is legit.
Yeah, I said it earlier, and I want to repeat it just because I think it's important. Like, I think so many people, I like that you're giving Texas credit, because I think so many people were just so quick to just throw down Texas and think that they're just bums now, and it's like, no, you played a hard team in Ohio State. Texas is still going to end up being, it might even be another Final Four team once again this year. That'd be 3 years in a row. They're going to finish somewhere in the top six. Like, it's a really good football team.
Yeah, I mean, and here's the other thing. Where I look at it is I think Texas is going to be the toughest team you face in the regular season. There are a couple of really nice Big Ten teams, but nobody that I'm truly afraid of on your schedule to the level of Texas.
I might be more scared of Penn State now than Texas.
Man, is it a? I guess we just watched
one of the best offensive lines in the country. Well, the running back duo, I think, is the best running back duo in the country.
I was just thinking about the fact you're higher on
Drew Aller. Yeah, I know it's nice. You always have the coaching advantage if you're up against James Franklin. But there's a lot of people that call Sarkisian the SEC's version of James Franklin.
But he also didn't have a great game on Saturday. I think he kind of held Texas back as well. But no, I mean, I'm all in on this Ohio State team in a way that I wasn't going into that. I was excited to see what they would do. I was excited to see where Julian Sain would be. I was excited to watch the Matt Patricia defense. I don't know how you stop them unless you are Penn State. And even then, one loss isn't going to hold this team back. I think Ohio State's biggest adversary now is their own success.
Well, as evidenced by last year, where they had two losses and they were able to get in. This team's not losing two games in the regular season. So you can punch their ticket and then you go from there.
So I was incredibly wrong. I thought this year they'd be, and by the way, I still thought they might be a playoff team. But I just was like, I don't know. It's kind of one of those wide open years in college football.
I think Michigan scared you, though, if we're being honest.
How so?
Because it's something you'd mentioned, I think, a week ago or so. The idea that
Michigan stepped back?
Well, yeah. And I think that's kind of what was living in your brain. I mean, think about it. Each of the last 4 years, so you watch Georgia had the most NFL players into the draft, and then the next year they still ended up winning the national title. Mm-hmm. But then they once again had the most players in the NFL draft, and then Georgia did take a step back. Then Michigan had the most players in the NFL draft taken, and they took a step back. And Ohio State, this is now the fourth straight year, the team that won the title had the most players into the NFL draft. And I think we were trying to figure out if they were going to stick stick to second-year Georgia and Michigan, or if they're going to be first-year Georgia. And it looks more like they're first-year Georgia.
Well, and what impressed me so much about that is, Georgia loses that many guys in the NFL. But if you look at it, as you've said, they didn't even reload with the portal. They just had that many guys that didn't have eligibility the year before.
Mm-hmm.
This is so many new guys. The fact that Ohio State did that week one against Texas, I mean, sky feels like the limit now. Like, to me, it's so much more impressive what you're trying to do if you can run it back this year as opposed to Georgia having half their team come back the next year.
You get to feel really good if you're Ohio State. No question about it.
Is it time to put money on Ohio State as repeat champs? Because
you're not getting a good line on this, putting money on it now.
Okay, maybe you should have done this, 6 months ago. But I think I'm finally ready to make that claim as well. The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.